white man who called her Preston Foster.
Okay, wait, but this is worse. My name is printed here, even on the camera.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will touch you in the place called the heart. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right. No time for the Beatles today. How'd you like this song?
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you.
Talking to Mr. Preston Kelly.
It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
All right, we set it up, the story.
Geronimo!
The story in the Inquirer.
How are you?
The sniping between Regis and Kelly.
Yeah.
The Save Regis campaign.
You know, when you're hot, they always put you in the newspapers. And, you know, the press wants to talk about things. I'm not particularly concerned about it. I think that when you have a working relationship of that style that I do with Ripper, you know, that's with the Pippa. She's fine and I'm fine. I'm not particularly concerned, and I really don't see why they're making such a big fuss about sending the Keep Regis campaign letters to the National Enquirer, P.O. Box 1890, Murray Hill Station, New York, New York, 10156.
That's it.
There we are.
No, but you don't care about that address.
I think a lot of the things that they print are fabricated, and if people want to get involved with something like this, the Keep Regis campaign, I'm popular. What does it matter? I don't understand why people get so... And the other thing that I read just the other day
is that
I'm suffering from some sort of brain problem, like what do they call that with the people that get old?
Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
That's what it is, and they say that I'm suffering from that, and that's why you, like all the other media types, played the Preston Kelly, and I just had a moment. I was drifting off, and I reversed the names, even though the name was printed in very large block letters right on the camera for me to see. I didn't understand why that went down like that. I'm more concerned about this Wonka movie. Is Johnny Depp hot?
What?
Well, what? Isn't he great?
Yeah.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Irene.
How are you?
So,
but I was talking in the ride down. We drove down today. We didn't take the train and we didn't fly.
You and Michael?
We took a car, a limousine.
And, Michael Gilman?
Yes, your producer was very nice to provide us with a car. We took her up on it. I said, it's a hot day. Get back with the air conditioning and Michael and I will drive down from New York City. And by 3 o'clock, we'll stop. We'll stop at a couple of rest areas, and we'll enjoy a long lunch.
Oh, yeah,
we actually took Michael's VW Rabbit.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding, of course. We did take a limousine. It was wonderful. It was delightful.
Now, I mentioned that these things that they're saying, that you're saying and Kelly's saying, they're taken out of context. So please now tell me the truth. Do you like Kelly Ripa?
Well, here's the statement I can make for you,
okay.
Don Geronimo. I'll tell you right now that I think she's talented, she's funny, she's got a quick wit, and she's energetic. She's very lively in the morning, but I only see her 30 seconds before airtime, and so she's fine.
So
well, then she's fine.
You don't hate her?
Well, I don't...
Okay, let me ask you this.
Hate is a very strong word.
Mm. Who do you...
I might strongly dislike her.
Who do you strongly dislike more? Kelly or Kathy Lee?
Oh, that's such a tough question for me. Do I like Kelly Ripa? Man, do I like chlamydia? You're asking me. You're asking me a very tough question. And comparing Kelly and Kathy, that's boy, oh boy, blazing bitches. No, I don't like either one of them, particularly. But hate is a word I never use. It's not in the film vernacular. I hate reporters that make things up. That concerns me. But I have no gripe with Keep the Regis campaign, sending you letters to the National Enquirer, P.O. Box 1890, Murray Hill Station, New York, 10156. I don't have...
You shouldn't do that. That's
so you're asking me to compare apples and apples.
Don't give out that address.
Who is this Kathy Lee you're talking about anyway? Is that career dead? Really, she tried to come back. She's not with the killer. She's not with me. You know what I mean? That's why she's failing miserably.
Now, Regis, they're making a big deal in the Inquirer about the fact...
Keep the phone close by me, please, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I was asked if I got too upset with you that someone would have to calm me down.
They are really, really just jumping on the fact you're 73.
I'm not... Have you seen the condition I'm in?
Listen, I'm just telling you what
they're
writing.
Seriously, have you seen the condition I'm in?
Oh, not again.
I am in fantastic shape.
Regis, don't
I am, I really am. This body... This body is as good as it's ever been.
Oh,
look at this right now.
Oh,
don't you think so?
Please put the shirt back on.
I'm fantastic. I'm great and I'm doing well. I'm wonderful. Do you think that I look 73? I don't look 73, do I? I look fantastic.
I'm trying to call you, Beth Ann. You need to come into the studio right now.
I look fantastic. I feel good. I feel wonderful. I do. I am as healthy as I've ever been. Radu says I have the body of a 30-year-old Peruvian. That's what I have.
Wow.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Beth Ann. How are you? Look at this. Watch.
Oh,
there
like
we
Arnold.
Are. I'm
yeah.
doing it right now. You
quite
see?
A pose.
These are the pectoral muscles. On a man of 73, yeah. normally they wither away and they die.
Right.
In this case, look. Oh, I'm posing. There you go. Put me on the cover of Flex magazine. That Schwarzenegger thing that he quit. That's what I should be on right now. Let me slip my shirt back
yes,
on.
Yes, please.
There you go. Totally hairless also. I wax.
Yeah.
I'm very happy. Hold on. Wait, the phone's ringing. I'm going to put my shirt
on first.
Is that
your cell phone?
Hold on just a second.
Can't answer the phone.
Hello? Oh, excuse me one moment.
All right, go on.
Yes, I did. I was showing... I wasn't.
Oh,
just give me a second.
Is that your old lady?
I just have to whisper. If you just give me a second, I've got to have a private conversation.
Shirt's okay. still unbuttoned.
I wasn't coming on to him at all. I was showing him, he was asking about being old, and I showed him my body. What's wrong with that?
I believe he's talking to Michael Gelman, not to his wife, Joy.
The only one. All right, fine, no, don't. Please, don't get yourself in a lava. Don't get in a lava. I love you. I love you. Goodbye.
Jesus.
He got so upset. Oh, man, oh, man. Oh, boy, I tell you. Oh, he's my hooker. I do love him. Huh? My Michael Hooker. I like him. He's my hooker. It's a pet name I have for him. He's my little hooker.
So how come...
He's my little prostitute.
I know that there's...
I love him. I really do. I love him so much. So very, very much.
I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
That at least what the tabloids are saying...
Yes.
A lot of this stuff, a lot of this get rid of Regis, bring in Jeff Probst.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's being spearheaded behind the scenes
by Kelly,
by Gelman. I'm telling you,
oh,
what
you're
I'm
kidding.
Reading.
No, you're joking. You're joking with me. That's not true at all.
Can I tell you something else? I heard.
What are you telling? You're trying to hurt me. Is what you're
no,
trying
I'm
to
not.
Do?
Can I tell you?
Of course, he wouldn't do anything like that to me.
Read the Inquirer. It's in there. Can I tell you something I've heard?
I think I'm going to throw up.
Can I tell you something I heard?
What's that?
I heard Michael is interested in a younger man.
A younger man. Well, I'm going to tell you something.
Someone in his
60s. I could bring that boy in here right now, Don Geronimo. He could look you in the eye and tell you nothing is further from the truth. He is a matter of fact. If you'd like to, you're making me upset right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you exactly what the situation is. And hello. I'm handling it. I know you wouldn't. You don't have to. He's stirring up trouble. Yes, of course. No. Tonight, I'll play. I'll play that role.
Role-playing?
Are you going to put the pants on like I like them? Yeah, put them on. The ones that... Right. The ones... The Thomas Jefferson kind of one. Right. That's the one I like. Like with the feather. I'll use it or you'll use it. It doesn't matter. You're upsetting me. Get off the line. Goodbye.
I was harsh with him. He's not doing that. We're 100% a team. Gelman is my soulmate.
He truly is. Wow. I truly love that boy. And he'd never do something to go behind my back. Right. And are you worried about Probst? Probst with the IQ of a flea? Probst, what does he do? He goes to an island and people compete for radishes and whatever they're trying to eat. It's
he
ridiculous.
Seems to have,
he's a no talent.
He seems to have a chemistry with Kelly Ripa.
Chemistry. She's got a chemistry with anything that's wearing pants, if you know what I mean. If you know how she got to the top. I know the executives in soap operas that told me about her. Ripper, okay? They should call it the Ripper couch, not the casting couch. She's a little whore. She is. She's a whore. A dirty little whore.
Wow.
Don, you've upset me, and so I'm talking frankly, okay. And I'll tell you the whole story right now. I will honor my contract with her. That's what I plan to do, but she's really a dirty little birdie. You see that tattoo on her ankle?
Yeah.
How do you think she got that? She got that when she was working down in the Cherry Hill neighborhood, you know, which is just outside of Philadelphia,
right.
And she'd go over
in
the
New
bridge,
Jersey, right.
And she'd go to the bad sections of Philadelphia and try to make a name for herself. Yeah. Auditions by day, pay the rent at night. How do you think she did it? It wasn't bagging groceries. I don't mind telling you. Trump should win an immunity challenge against the virus that we all fear. That's,
wow.
That's what I say about him. That's the rumor about him, too. You don't go to those islands and set your shop up and your tent up without coming back with some horrible disease.
I was going to ask you.
Yes.
Are you and Michael safe?
Of course. We're monogamous. That's the way it works with us. Mm. No, you're gonna go there and you're gonna upset me, and I'm gonna tell you right now, there's nothing you have to fear. We're tested on a regular basis, like most people that enjoy our lifestyle. And occasionally,
I heard,
in the event that he's gonna go astray, he would certainly tell me, but he hasn't, and I could check. I've got the blood to prove it.
I heard
Michael prefers lambskin. He does indeed.
He's hot for Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs. Oh, yes. Well, we went to a party at the Hamptons, and it was right after Hugh Downs had his knee replacement surgeries. And Michael was very curious about the procedure because, to be honest with you, I'm beginning to replace some of my parts as well. Mm. The hip is not what it should be.
And I know one part you don't have to replace.
Not one little bit, my friend. Take a look at this.
I
could work it up for you right now if you want me to.
No.
Seriously. Anybody got some coats they want to put on the hanger? I'm telling you the truth right now. There's no problem down there. But getting back to Kelly, as I was talking,
yes,
I will work with her. I think she's quick-witted. But let's not forget that I know her history and I know her roots. Before any host comes on the show, Gelman provides a very thick dossier. Is that what it's called, a dossier?
Yeah, like a background check.
Whatever. And he provides that for me, and I read through it. And I read through hers, and it reads like a cheap, tawdry dime novel is what it reads. And do they still sell them for a dime?
What about your dossier?
My dossier? I could give you the history. You know I've always been honest with you. You can ask me anything. Yes, the fact is you're going to ask me about the alleged homosexuality. And I'm out, and I'm proud, and I say that on your show, not like any other show. I satisfy Michael 6 times in 10. That's the way it works.
You know, that's good. That's a good enough average to get you in the Hall of Fame.
That's true. If we have any trouble about being too quick, which occasionally happened in my early days, I just fantasize about Mrs. Greenthumbs.
Oh!
Yes. I enjoy that, yes.
And
Joey Bishop never complained.
Oh, I remember.
That's for sure. He's a good guy. But I will be in show business until I'm 90. That's
when
I'm...
you're crying...
Oh, you've got my album. Take a listen to this.
You bring on the rain...
Oh, I wish Dean was still here. That's great. That reminds me of when I had the time in the studio.
Hey, here's a great who would you do?
This, my friend, is music. Oh, takes me back to Brooklyn.
Cause when you're smiling...
When you're smiling...
Who would you do? Dean Martin or Michael Gelman?
Now you put me out. Boy, you're a smart interviewer. Somebody said that you gather all the facts and then you ask the real tough questions. He understands. Gelman knows that I love Dean. It was love unrequited. I never was able to, you know, but I hung around Dean, and Dean knew it. I think Dean knew.
Didn't Dean hate fags?
Yeah, but I didn't have any relationship with Dean. He wouldn't allow me. He knocked me out one night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd call it today bashing. That's what Dean did that to me. They all did.
Wow.
Yeah. They took turns.
Frank?
Hitting me.
Frank and Sammy.
Frank, Sammy.
Peter Lawford.
Peter Lawford, even.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
The British guy. Joey Bishop would do it also. And my Brit... Sammy's blonde Swedish lover. She even kicked me with her high heels one day.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was very, very tough. I tell you something like that. You know, what's frustrating for me is reminiscing on how they kicked me out. I could have been in the Rat Pack, but they all knew that I had a real special thing. You know when they take a steam?
Oh, yeah.
That's the day it happened.
In the Rat Pack,
the Rat Pack
HBO movie you're
Sam
talking about?
Was in there, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, great talents all. Every single one of them, great talents. I came into the steam room, and it was the combination of the steam and the company I was in, and then I looked at Dean with the beads of sweat on his chest, and I gave myself away, if you know what
I
mean.
The stars shine above.
This is my great album. Do you have Swanee? Swanee's one of my all-time favorites. Hello? I've calmed down now. He's not upsetting me anymore. Yeah, you know, you don't have to worry about... I've said a million times I love Dean Martin. We never did it. No, Michael, it's you. Don't you understand it's you? Listen, this guy's what they call a rabble-rouser. And he's playing my album right now. He's playing Swan. I love you. Yes, 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 you can keep the ball.
Swanee,
I love this.
How I love you, how I love you.
Delvin's upset because you brought up Dean.
Oh,
and he knows how much I love Dean. I do the advertisements for Dean. Ah, the great days of Dean Mock. I really enjoy that. Nobody sang like Dean. But this is me doing the great Jolson number, Swanee. This is fantastic stuff. Thank you for doing the retrospective. And whatever you do, don't send your letters to Keith Regis, National Enquirer, P.O. Box 1890, Murray Hill Station, New York, New York, 10156.
Don't send letters.
Oh, man, I tell you, I love Dean. I loved it when he'd come down that pole.
Yeah.
Didn't you love that when he had that show with the gold diggers? I didn't like them so much, but I really enjoyed Dean. You know, they always look great.
Yeah.
So fresh with a bow tie.
To summarize,
God.
You don't really hate Kelly Ripa, but she's a whore?
Yeah, she's dirty.
She's dirty.
She's not a whore now. I think she's doing fine. She makes a lot of money. She doesn't need it anymore. She's just a dirty girl.
And you're not concerned.
I wouldn't want her to be my daughter. I'd rather have her be somebody I work with. You know, that's fine. That's the way. On the TV each day, it's all right. But really, I know the dossier. It's not pretty. If I gave you the details, which I won't, but I've got them.
Yeah.
If push comes to shove, just like I did with Kathy. With Kathy Lee.
Oh, is that how you got rid of her?
Yeah, well, I didn't get rid of her. She left on her own volition, you know? She's dirty like all women.
Oh,
just my philosophy.
Would you tell him to stop calling, please?
I know, thank you. I told you I'd say it. They are all dirty. They're not like you. Hold on just a second. They're not like you. Clean, scrubbed, shaved. I love you more than a man can love a man. And I look forward to being with you in the car on the way home. All the way up the Jersey Turnpike, Michael. Absolutely. We'll make our own road sign.
Thank you.
I love you. Okay, he's better. He's much better. He gets so worked up when you interview me.
We're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
The Don and Mike show.
We have a champion. We need a challenger.
You. It's fantastic.
Phone number is 877-365-3636.
How about that Dukes of Hazzard, huh? Is that Jessica Simpson hot? Oh, that's for Monday. Sorry about that. I forgot. It's great to be here. We'll go to the rest stops, but not the rest. We'll go to the rest stops, but nobody will be resting.
Not the rest.
Right. Not at all. Not even for a bathroom break.
We'll be back, Regis.
Maybe when we stop at them, we'll meet more friends.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, that Kelly Preston tape is worth hearing again.
I know you like to play that. I had a problem. I had just a brief problem, but I'm fine. Mentally.
It's a pleasure to have him back on our show. Please welcome Preston Kelly.
Christ. Kelly. All right, I made a mistake. It's Kelly Preston. John Travolta's wife.
I'm so sorry. I've just been renamed by Regis.
Yeah.
Preston is my new name.
So what do I do? Call it Preston Foster.
Okay, wait. But this is worse. My name is printed here, even on the camera.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
What a man. Crazy in the head and crazy in the bed. Don and Mike.
That's me. It's good to be back with you. Only show that I can be totally honest on.
It's a pleasure to have him back on our show. Please
come
welcome
on.
Preston Kelly.
Kelly.
God damn it, Don. Why do you keep playing my mistakes? I once loved a Preston. Robert Preston. The music man? That was an actor. An actor, singer. He's a triple threat guy, you know? Sing, dance, act. Great guy. 76 trombone.
How was he in the band?
He was fantastic. He was great. He was in that Blake Edwards group. Did a lot of his films. Have you ever seen one of his pictures?
S.O.B.
when right. Julie Andrews showed those miserable looking things? Those were the days, my friend.
Let's play some Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. And now entering the studio is a pathology tech from Modesto, California. Let's please welcome Mike Hatter.
And here he is. Hello there, Mike.
How you doing, LQ?
Doing great, thank you.
Doing really good.
Let it grow, Preston used to say. Used to yell it all night. And now entering the studio, fine, is... is a newspaper editor from Enosburg, Vermont. Let's welcome Ethan Desotel.
Did you say penis? What was the name of the town?
Penisburg, Vermont.
Penisburg, Vermont?
That's what I believe I said, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I put a P on it. It's Enosburg.
Enosburg,
Vermont. It's not. Ethan, it's not Penisburg, is it?
It is not. Although the village, Enosburg Falls, is affectionately known as Penisburg Balls.
That's a good one. I don't like it. I really don't. That's not my kind of humor.
Oh, Regis?
Yes, Don.
Excuse me?
Yes.
It's a pleasure to have her back on our show. Please welcome Preston Kelly.
Kelly.
That's like getting a sock in the eye. I don't mind telling you. That's so frustrating.
Yeah, hello.
Hold on a second.
He's baiting me. Tell him to stop calling now.
He's baiting me.
We're trying to play a
game. He's baiting me like I want you to bait me.
I'm not baiting you. God, I'm not like...
Are you going to bait me?
I'm not baiting you like Dennis Rodman got baited by Carmen Electra.
Are you going to bait me
later,
Michael?
This isn't the time.
Please.
Come on, the place.
Right. Yeah, New Jersey Turnpike and you. Perfect together. I love you so much. Goodbye, my love. My angel flower.
Oh, wow.
All right. Hey, you know it. You know it.
All right. He's going out. He's stepping out. Do you have a convenience store around here? He's got to get butter. It's the best.
I can't believe it's not butter.
It works the best. No, not a substitute. Real butter.
Real butter.
Land O'Lakes.
Daring,
Now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Mike and Ethan. Don't screw with OQ.
Don't screw.
And welcome Alex Trebek Geronimo.
All right, thank you there, Regis. And Mike
thank
and Ethan.
You,
thank you, Regis.
Oh, really, thank you.
Oh, Regis, thank you.
It's a pleasure to have a back on our show. Please welcome Preston Kelly.
Right. It's really angering me.
Guys,
I'm senile old man.
Here are your categories.
Beat down shell of a man.
You got four categories this week. Here we go. They are, who's that pitch man?
Oh, I could tell you that story. Who's the pitch man and the catch man?
Best week ever.
Best week ever.
Who's their daddy?
I like that category.
And Madden.
Madden.
Madden. John Madden.
Come again?
John Madden.
The football guy. Coach.
Right.
Oh, the big, big guy.
Do you think he's sexy?
Yeah. Actually, in his early days when he wore the dress white shirt with the short sleeves.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Big guy, a big barrel-chested guy.
Right.
Like that. Real forceful. Uh-huh. I enjoy that. I like John Goodman from the Roseanne Barr show.
Who would you do? John Goodman or John Madden?
Oh, boy, that's tough. I can't have both.
Yeah, this is like the other who would you do? You got to pick one, Regis.
John Goodman, but only when he was really fat. All right? You know, his weight fluctuates.
Right.
I liked him when he was really big wearing those flannel shirts and his stomach was hanging over his belt button. That's what I enjoyed. I truly did. But I love your categories.
They are, again.
Robin Preston hated the obese. He really did. I had a real problem with it.
Are you talking about the Music Man again?
Music Man. Didn't like fat people. At all. Honest to God. One time I thought he was going to take a round out of James Coco. Just for being in the same restaurant. Go figure.
Your categories are Pitch Man, Best Week Ever, Who's Their Daddy, and Madden. And let's see, Mike, you're the challenger. We'll start with ye.
I'll start with Madden, please, for one.
Madden. Okay, beautiful. Coached this team from 1969 to 1978.
Who are the Oakland Raiders?
Right.
$1 for you. Michael, you've got $1. Now select again.
Madden for two.
Hired in 1980 by this TV network.
What is ABC?
Negative.
Ethan, it's your chance to steal.
What is NBC?
Oh, guys, no.
Come
John,
on.
John started at the I.
Yeah, the I.
CBS.
That I.
That I.
I bet he has an I. Oh, man. Make that wink. Mike, you're in control.
Finish the category, please.
Okay, Madden for three. His wife's name.
What is Margot?
Ethan, your chance to steal.
What is Regina?
Regina. That made me laugh.
It's pretty close. It's Virginia.
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 And there is a Santa Claus.
Virginia Ham.
Michael, you're in the control.
Okay, let's go with who's that pitch man for one, please.
Okay, pitch man. Here we go. He pitches for Subway.
Your exciting reading.
Who is Jared?
That's right, Jared.
$1. That's an amazing youngster.
Is he on
he's lost all that weight and he eats sandwiches.
Is he on your team?
Yes, I believe he is. I got the eye contact when we interviewed him. Uh-huh. I just got it. You know. They call it radar.
Gator.
Gay radar. Gator. Whatever. What's that name?
Gay Doppler.
My Doppler's always on.
Okay, here we go. Pitchman for two.
Look at the reds and yellows.
The Thigh Master.
Who is Suzanne Summers?
There you go. That's good.
$2 for you, Mike Hatta. Go again, please.
Same category for three, please.
Priceline.com.
Who is William Shatner?
Yeah, $3. There you go. You're in that category.
You've run the category there, and the category was the old El Picho.
Here's another one for you. Who would you do? Regis?
Yeah.
Kirk or Picard?
From the space show?
Star Trek.
That space show.
Which would you do?
Kirk or Picard? All right, Kirk was, we all know, Shatner.
Right,
he's been on the show dozens of times.
Jean-Luc Picard is Patrick Stewart.
He's the he's been on Broadway. The bald man from Britain.
Right.
Shatner. I like him. He's got more personality. I think he'd be better.
Have you had him?
No, he doesn't go that way. Huh. Chicks. Like so many actors, it's their downfall. That's what I try to tell them. Seriously, it's like cancer. It'll bring them down. I told them that. I said, yeah, chase the women, and it'll bring you down. I said that when he married Marcy.
They're dirty.
Yeah.
Is that the one he drowned?
No, it's the one before that, the one he rode horses with. Right. Yeah, Shatner, kooky for the broads. Really, it's seriously, it's like taking arsenic. It'll drive you out of your mind.
Who's in control of the mic?
What you have to do is you have to hire a beard like Joy, like I did. Then it's smooth sailing, baby. Mike, you're in control.
Okay, let's go with who's their daddy for one.
Who's their daddy? Oh, it's an easy category. Who's his daddy? Michael Douglas.
Who's Kirk Douglas?
Right.
$1, yes. What a shame. He can't even say his name anymore. That's a real shame. Really depresses me. Blah, blah, blah. Sounds like two pieces of leather flapping together.
You ever get together with him?
Not a chance. No, and I really thought after Spartacus. He did the Bishop show after Spartacus, and I thought there was a chance. No, he looked at me like I was evil, like I was unclean.
Mm.
I didn't care for that. Boy, did I like that movie, though. Still have it.
It's a pleasure to have him back on our show. Please welcome Preston Kelly.
That's Kelly. Not funny. That's not funny. All right, Mike, select again.
Okay.
Who's her daddy for two, please?
Okay. Her daddy, Angelina Jolie.
Who is John Voight?
Right.
$2. And both as crazy as a fruitcake, both of them.
Here we go. One more in this category. Who's your daddy? Apple Paltrow.
Who is Blythe Danner?
No.
That's who's their daddy. Come on now.
Who's their daddy?
Come on, Preston. Ethan, your chance to steal.
Who is the Coldplay dude? I can't remember his name.
No. His name is Chris Martin, and really, to be fair, I don't think the baby's last name is Paltrow. Like Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'm not sure whose name they took, but she's hot. Isn't she?
Hold on. Oh, you're asking. You weren't making... I was going to say you're making a statement.
No, don't that like her, normally.
Yeah, she's attractive.
All right, yeah. Yeah, but like they all are. All dirty. Mike, you're in control.
Okay, let's go with best week ever for one.
All right, these would be... questions, topicality questions. Here we go. This movie finally made it to number one at the box office this weekend.
What is Wedding Crashers?
Right, last weekend. Right.
$1 for you and Vince Vaughn. Ooh la la. Stop my heart from pounding. Mike, go again.
Okay, for two, please.
He didn't take steroids on purpose.
Oh, who's Rafael Palmeiro?
There you go.
Yeah, $2. A Latin guy, huh?
Of course.
Yeah, Latin player.
Like you had to tell me.
That's all right. Man, I tell you, I really enjoy Paul Rodriguez. I truly do. He's an unknown talent. People don't pay attention to him.
Huh.
All women are dirty, soiled. The whole gender was ruined by Linda Lavin. All right, select again, Mike.
That might be the most right-on thing you've said today.
It sure was.
Even in your state.
Yeah, Lavin. Smart. Alice. Smart. Come on, give me a break. Man.
Okay, best week ever. Last question on the big board.
Payback, there was a man.
Extended house arrest.
Who is...
All right, Ethan, this is your last opportunity to go to Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
I don't know.
Dude, how stupid are you? Oh, it's Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart, and is that the end of the first round?
That's it.
And Ethan, you're out of luck. That's the end.
Yeah.
The first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
So Ethan's out.
Ethan's out, and he was our returning champion. He didn't defend.
Well, you're screwed. Hold on, Ethan. You get to keep some money that you want. And Mike, you'll be playing with yourself.
I'll do that for you too, Don.
You're a shock jock is what you are.
Do that in honor of me. Thank you, my friend. Good luck. And here you go. Your category, final low-budget Jeopardy, is trivia.
Trivia. I'm great at it.
And don't forget to answer in the form of a question.
Sure. I didn't read all those things when I did Millionaire. I propped ABC up. They would have died without me.
Right.
They would have gone under. I was that network. Don't you forget that. I hope they bring me back. Now what do they put on? You know, the latest reality craze with the kids running around.
Oh, the Desperate Housewives show? That's a big hit for ABC and Lost.
No. All dirty women. Terrible. Terrible stuff.
Okay, trivia. Here we go. 11% of Americans say they would give up a kidney for the guarantee of this pleasure. I know this is hard, but you have to think about this.
Oh, boy, you got me there, Donnie.
11% of Americans say that they would give up a kidney for the guarantee of this physical pleasure.
Wow.
Don't forget to answer in the form of a question and a good luck.
All right, fine. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Regis Philbin Youth Juice, a specially formulated tonic that has helped me feel like a teenager for the last 50 years. Philbin Youth Juice is a great-tasting formula with special fruit and vegetable extracts to provide your gastrointestinal system with just the right edge to keep your feeling young all day. And its secret ingredient, children's fingernails, really help my aching joints. Remember what I always say, you'll be cool as a moose with Philbin's Youth Juice. Now back to final Low Budget Jeopardy with Preston Kelly.
Did you say with kids' fingernails?
Children's fingernails, right, under the age of 9. Ground up. You can't taste them. It's not like fiber or anything like that. Helps your joints. It's great. It's better than echinacea.
Mike, here we go. Your category is trivia. 11% of Americans say that they would give up a kidney for the guarantee of this physical pleasure.
Well, all I said was, what is have sex with Angelina Jolie?
You know, we are going to give it to him because
really? The
answer is great sex.
It's sex, even though he threw in the joke with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
You're the big Low-Budget Jeopardy champion, my man.
Great sex. You know, I've only got one kidney.
Right.
And based on events since Frida passed away, I'd give that up for sex.
There you are. Yes, it's going to come back. You know, we're welcome for another player.
No!
Regis.
Sometimes it helps, Robbie. How are you, anyway?
Regis.
I saw that fella. The MASH guy was asking
for Harry Morgan?
Yeah, he said hi.
Mike, let's see, you are the big wiener. And Ethan, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here is Regis to tell you what you've won.
Well, first of all, Ethan, you get to keep your $53 and your ePod Shuffle that you got before. And you get to keep that. Fine. And you've also won a $100 American Express gift check, courtesy of the History Channel's Ape Two Man. Watch Ape Two Man this Sunday at 98 Central, only on the History Channel. But wait,
there's more.
Mike, you get to double your score. You get $26. We throw in a $25 bonus, a total of $51 for you, Mike Hatter of Modesto. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thanks for playing the game. Hope you had a good time.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you very much.
That's great. Is it quitting time?
Listen, that's it. You're off the hook.
Time for me to get out of here. I'm leaving right now. Gelman's going to be wearing his Johnny Knoxville outfit tonight.
Now, for the record, again,
Bo Duke,
Kelly Ripa, do you like her or not?
She's fine. Don't necessarily feel one way or the other. Dirty whore.
Dirty whore.
That's just the way I feel.
What about Kathy Lee?
Same. Like all of them. Unclean.
What about your mom?
Now you've asked me a difficult. My mom was a saint.
Yeah.
Different than all the rest.
Right.
Cleaner.
How were you conceived then?
Immaculately.
In a world
right.
where only the radio...
I hope you enjoy the movie this weekend.
One man found a way to bring
Dukes of Hazzard
to his people. He made it up.
We're making our own video.
I know, it sounds like a
same title.
Sounds like a gay porn.
That's right. But mine's not a hazard. Don't you forget about it.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Regis.
That's a lovely blouse you're wearing today.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
We need to know what your lead story is on the news and comments.
Hello.
Regis has a call.
Yeah, they're going to their newsman. Yeah, the one you like. Yeah, he still looks good.
Don't you?
I think
don't
yes,
you, Buzzy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I'd put you on, but they got to run. Yeah. They got. I do. Absolutely. You can wear. Yeah. You can. Did you get your cut off? You wearing them? All right. I got to go. Goodbye. I love you.
Oh, boy. Can't wait. It's going to be a long drive back to New York. But we'll pass away the time.
Sure.
Buzz.
Yes.
What's your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
Yeah, what's your news, Buzz?
Tonight, Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Indians.
Okay, fine. That's great. Is it time for me to leave?
Yeah, that's it. You got to
go. I've had a really good time, even with your playing that tape where I had the moment. I appreciate
it. It's a pleasure to have you back on our show. Please welcome Preston Kelly.
Kelly. All right, whatever. Well, that's fine. I've loved being here, and I've enjoyed my time, okay?
Thank you.
Time for me to go right now. You want me to take my shirt off again?
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
professional. I got it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
They mean no disrespect to Oriental.
No.
Don and Mike.
All right, here we go with Buzz now, brought to us by Veramax.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed and clinically tested. It's the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected governor of California thanks in part to an Indian giver. What I mean to say is...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
A partner in a tribal casino project donated heap big wampum to Arnold's campaign. $50,000 from a man behind a proposed hotel and casino 35 miles north of Sacramento. And Arnold took the money, even after promising not to take money from groups that deal directly with his office, like Indian Casino.
Here's some of Arnold's supporters.
It's one of the special interest groups.
Arnold even singled out Indian casinos in making his promise.
Indian casinos and things.
He returned the money after a story by the Associated Press.
Okay,
if you're Arnold, what's 50 grand? To give the money back. The casino...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The casino company says it donated the money to help Arnold help the business community.
I thought it would benefit the Indians because I like them. When I was in Austria, I used to watch the Cowboys and the Indians.
In the Cherokee Nation, meanwhile...
Never had to get to the rodeo, but you had this problem.
Listen, we don't have time, but it was an Indian reference.
Good timing.
A new Ernie Scarte.
A rodeo.
And in the Cherokee Nation, the issue is gay marriage. Dateline, Tahlequah, Oklahoma. 33-year-old Don McKinley and 28-year-old Kathy Reynolds want to make it legal. They've asked the tribe's highest court to throw out a lawsuit that kept them from filing their marriage certificate, the one issued to them by the tribe. Don and Kathy say the lawsuit is bogus because under Cherokee law, the person bringing the lawsuit has to prove they were personally harmed. And the tribunal will be doing something else on the first Monday of October because it should have its decision on this within the next 10 days.
Buzz?
Yes?
If you'll just bear with me for 1 second while this queues up.
Jesus.
This is the...
longest
I've ever had to win. Let me shout this out to all the homo Indians.
A lot of Indian news today.
Sure.
And from the old frontier to the final frontier.
How you doing? This is Chief. I like him young. Let's smoke your peace pipe.
Yeah, baby.
We'll see you at the National Powwow. From the old frontier to the final frontier, NASA says the Space Shuttle Discovery can come home Monday.
This is Homo India. Don't delete this out. I want to go.
It's wild. He's got a million of them.
That was the best one. Don't delete that one out.
In the teepee. Sure, there's still a piece of thermal blanket hanging off the corner of the cockpit window of Discovery, and yes, there was some concern about that ripping away from the ship and causing some damage to the shuttle on its reentry, but NASA decided against a fourth spacewalk and told the crew to come on home. A wind tunnel test told NASA there's a less than 2% chance the debris would damage the shuttle. They say another roadside repair would actually be riskier. That left NASA with two other options. Put the astronauts on the space station.
There's the wind tunnel test right there.
Hope the oxygen held out till a rescue ship could be launched. Or just try to fly them in. Well, that's what they're going to do on Monday.
I think a lot more people than normal will be watching this landing.
I think you're right.
Well, that's like Monday morning, right? So it'll be right in the Good Morning America today.
Show, they don't go away for commercials.
They don't go away for commercials like they did when the guy was out there with the putty knife fixing it.
I certainly, especially because they're going to be tempted to, because it's a pretty long procedure, right? I mean, it's not like it happens really, really quickly. The whole process will probably be about a half an hour.
Without sounding callous.
Right.
They'll stay with it because you've got a better chance
of something
going wrong.
Right.
They'll stay with it until it touches ground just because.
Right. Yeah.
Just because it's happened before.
And that's saying something, because they're very strict about their commercial breaks. They like to hit all of those on time and get them all in.
Yeah, it's like NASCAR. Right. You know, in a lot of ways, it really is like NASCAR.
Yes, it is.
That you're watching, you don't want anything to go wrong, but we've had so many problems now with the space program.
Mm-hmm.
You watch and you think, well,
NASCAR,
maybe.
NASCAR is bad at it, though, because how often, seriously, do you come back from a commercial break watching NASCAR and they got to show you the videotape of what happened?
Right.
It seems to happen an awful lot in NASCAR when they're doing the live TV.
Maybe they'll do that on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists in England are developing a new flu shot that would cover all types of influenza for life, including the scary bird flu.
England can kiss my ass.
Oh, not in this case. They say it's actually easy to make a whole lot of this and very quickly.
It's not that thing that Beth Ann goes, that would be the crazy bird flu.
The vaccines we use now are type specific, and they're only good for most of each year's flu season. They have to incubate in chicken eggs, and that takes time. Last year there was a shortage of the vaccine.
Did we get them last year or not?
No.
We didn't. Don't you remember? We were all deathly sick.
Yeah.
And I think, as a matter of fact, even after they said they had plenty.
Mm-hmm.
We still couldn't get them.
Right. And I don't think I got a cold last. And then the year before when we got them, I got a horrible flu. I don't remember.
Mysterious.
I don't remember a lot anymore.
And Great Britain. As long as we're on the topic.
Yes.
What's so great about it?
Well, this flu vaccine. I'm pretty happy with them about that.
Hello.
The flu virus mutates, so each strain changes in its fight to stay alive from year to year. A vaccine that covered all the flus all the time would make a biotech lab in Cambridge, England, very, very rich.
You know, Rob and I were talking today about Great Britain.
Right.
And somebody said, what about Blair? And I said, on the facts of life, she was the one that always got under my skin. And then Rob piped in with, she was a bitch to Tootie.
Bitch on wheels.
Total bitch.
But she was technically, even though they all got big, Blair was the hottest of all of them.
Yeah, but Blair was like a horsewoman, though.
She got bigger as the show went on. In the early days of the show, she wasn't as horsey.
She was big boned,
right.
I believe the polite way of saying it.
And remember, she turned us down for an interview when we found out she punishes her child by giving it hot sauce.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, on the tongue.
Blair. Lisa Welchel.
Ron Blair, though, as it turns out.
Yeah, it turns out she has almost no power over that.
Now, you're talking about Tony Blair.
Oh, yeah.
Human trials on this new flu vaccine could start within a year. Let's hope it gets here before the bird flu, which scientists say could kill hundreds of millions of people.
Oh, look at the birds.
The midlife crisis has long been the domain of the 40 to 50-year-old man, but a new study says it can...
Michael Mara.
Yeah.
George Michael. Michael Source.
Hi.
A new study says it can strike as early as 25.
Really?
And that as many as one out of every 10 men is having the crisis.
Must be whack.
Yeah.
Only one man in four considers himself carefree.
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
The rest worry about their jobs, their lack of free time, the bills they've racked up, and the limited time we get on the earthly
planet.
The researchers say the problem is too many men are too ambitious and therefore frustrated. They've found that men in their 20s and 30s are worrying about things normally reserved for men in their 40s and 50s.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
Oh, come on. Let's not bring him into this. There you go. Hi, Robert.
United Flight 1195 was headed in from Denver and was descending toward a landing in Seattle. A woman from Florida got out of her seat and tried to open one of the exit doors near the back of the plane.
There she is.
They say the 52-year-old woman managed to turn the handle enough that a warning light came on in the cockpit.
Oh, my God.
A flight attendant was able to coax the woman back to her seat. Officials are now asking the woman, what was up with that?
You imagine that was like something like this. You're flying along, all of a sudden it's up.
Hello! What the hell did you do? Hello! Sit down, lady.
They've tested her for booze and drugs. Other passengers say that when they saw her trying to open that door, they made a conscious decision not to try to stop her, but instead to remain buckled in just in case she succeeded.
So they had to make that call because they said, you know, in the event that she succeeds,
we all get sucked out of the plane.
That's what you would do. I mean, that's what any of us would do, right? You buckle your side.
I would assume that's probably what anybody would do because nobody did try to stop her.
I would seduce her.
That's what the
with your eyes?
Yes.
When we come back, a football coach in trouble for licking his wounds.
Yeah.
Is this something else I missed?
Yes,
yeah, but it's
slept late today.
But it's not as don't worry, it's not as embarrassing that you missed it as
the Robert Novak walking off because that was on all of the networks.
That was everywhere. This is just something that Buzz found.
Yeah, damn.
We'll be right back.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
For more information, call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. That's 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
You're listening to...
All right, everyone listen up.
We'll listen to it in high-fidelity stereophonic sound.
Now listen carefully.
I want you to listen very carefully to what he has to say. I did.
You are going to...
Number two college.
Listen for a change. All right, fine. Now listen up and listen.
Tell people that's the college I went to.
Listen
very carefully to...
106.7 WJFK.
God, like everything. Get to the point.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're not cheap, just thoughtless. Don and Mike.
Right, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, a high school football coach is in trouble for putting his tongue on his players. Specifically, Coach Reed, Scott Reed.
Oh, not Andy?
Was licking the bleeding wounds of his team members. He never explained why. The students say they figured he was just joking. The sheriff declared it bizarre,
Jesus,
but not a crime. The principal has put Coach Reed on 2 years probation and made him go to a class on diseases that are carried by blood.
Let's go. Do some laps or I'm licking you.
Okay, it's time for me to come clean on this.
Yes?
Back at Magruder High School.
I know.
Andy Sidorek.
Oh, no.
After he kicked you in the butt?
Coach Sidorek licked me. He licked my wound.
Your open wounds. Hey, that looks like a skin knee. Get over here.
I don't know if Coach Reed will benefit from these classes on the dangers of eating other people's blood, but he should know about it already since he also teaches science.
This is Sam Huff.
And finally, we told you earlier about the crazy lady who tried to open the airplane door and people buckled themselves in.
Right.
Well, a man did some unbuckling on another flight. In Boston yesterday, a business executive was ordered to prison for 7 years after sexually assaulting a woman sleeping next to him on a Delta flight. The 22-year-old woman was on her way back from vacation. 55-year-old Deepak Yarhagadar...
Hey, would you mind if I rubbed up against you?
...covered her with a blanket and then unbuttoned her pants and slid his hand inside.
Yeah!
Wow.
Thank you!
What you don't know is that woman is our producer.
When he got to home base...
And she wasn't sleeping.
Well, she wasn't once he got to home base. That's right. When she woke up and she protested. She pulled his hand away and ran to the rear of the aircraft and reported the perv to the flight attendants. He was found guilty...
No.
He was found guilty after her DNA was found on his fingers.
So, that's a good feel-good.
There's a new test. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, gotta go. Thank you, everybody. This has been the toughest goddamn week of my life. I'm glad to be back with you guys.
Good to have you back.
Have a great, safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll be back on Monday. Please stand by for what I think is an outstanding up-and-coming talent.
We're both on board with that.
And Mr. Peter Rosenberg coming next. My advice?
Yep.
Just from someone who's been in showbiz?
Right. Yes.
Think about going with the name Peter Rose.
Peter Rose.
Or Rosa.
You know, you're a show business veteran.
I'm telling you, I know how it works. Yeah. Eventually, it'll be okay. The Pete Rose Show is coming next. Oh, that's it. We got to go. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Okay, and you?
I got to go home and eat Buzz's cucumber.
So long, everybody.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.